Hi everyone, my name is Leo, and I'm here to talk about an amazing art project my friends and I recently completed. We decided to collaborate and build a colossal forest-themed tree sculpture to raise awareness about environmental issues.
At first, we weren't sure exactly which environmental problem to focus on. We considered climate change or perhaps general forestry. But a documentary we watched made us realise that agriculture is a huge factor in environmental degradation, so we chose that as our main theme.
Once the theme was set, we had to decide what materials to use. Using recycled wood sounded like a great idea, and plastic bottles were another option we discussed at length. However, we managed to collect a huge amount of cardboard from local shops, so that became our primary building material for the tree.
Our design aimed to show the negative impacts of farming on nature. We thought about illustrating the pollution of water sources or the degradation of soil. But eventually, we agreed that showing the loss of wildlife would have the strongest emotional impact on people looking at the sculpture. Finding a place to build and display this massive thing was our next hurdle. We were hoping to use the school hall, but it was completely booked for exams, and the cafeteria was just too busy during the day. In the end, the librarian kindly let us use a corner of the library, which actually had the perfect high ceilings for a giant tree.
Building a colossal sculpture isn't easy. To keep the huge trunk upright, tape and string just weren't going to be strong enough to hold the weight over time. Instead, my dad gave us some heavy-duty wire, which we shaped into a solid internal frame to support everything.
For painting the thousands of leaves, we wanted to use 100% natural dyes. We tried boiling grass, but the colour was too faint, and green tea just turned out a murky brown. We finally achieved this vibrant, perfect green by crushing up spinach, which worked surprisingly well.
To represent the base of the forest ecosystem, we decorated the tree's roots. We didn't want to just stick on rocks or fake mushrooms, so we spent hours crafting tiny insects out of leftover paper to highlight how crucial they are for healthy soil and the wider environment.
The construction had a few very stressful moments. The trunk was incredibly heavy but stable, and attaching the leaves was tedious but straightforward. The real nightmare was getting the branches to stay perfectly balanced without tipping the whole structure over. It took a lot of trial and error.
When we finally finished, we held an exhibition for the school and the public. We thought the head teacher would do the honours of unveiling it, or maybe a local artist who had helped us. But to our absolute amazement, the mayor attended the event and cut the ribbon to reveal our work.
We are so proud of what we achieved. It's definitely made people more aware of how farming impacts the environment. While some kids have talked about starting a nature club or getting a new recycling bin, our ultimate hope is that the school will let us start a community garden on the grounds to promote sustainable growing. Thank you.